It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Even with unemployment at just over 9%, some jobs go unfilled. And that includes tens of thousands of jobs that pay middle-class wages. Many require little more than a high school diploma and a month or so of training. But it turns out that not everybody wants to be a long-haul truck driver. People are reluctant, even though demand for truck drivers is rising fast. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
The story really begins 3 years ago when freight traffic fell off a cliff, pulling down with it tens of thousands of truck drivers. But now at the American Central Transport Terminal in Kansas City, Chad Still is showing off a lot of empty concrete.
Not a lot going on over here today, which in the trucking industry, that's a great deal. The less trucks and trailers you see around here means the better the freight is.
Freight is moving at pre-recession levels, and companies are hiring.
Stay true to blue.
Call Conway today at 866-WORK-4US, 866-WORK-4US, or visit con-way.com.
Analyst Noel Perry figures trucking companies are short about 125,000 drivers. So what's the holdup?
It's real simple. Let's say you get laid off tomorrow. Do you have a commercial driver's license? No.
For that, you'd have to spend 5 or 6 weeks and a few thousand dollars at an institution like this one. The Fort Scott Community College Truck Driving School in Kansas City, Kansas, where students like Corey Dockery come to restart their careers.
I looked on the internet, and that's all you really basically seen were driving jobs and, I guess, working in the healthcare field, and I really didn't want to be a nurse.
But mastering an 18-wheeler is not as easy as it looks.
It's a 25-mile-an-hour ramp, and we want to be down into sixth gear for whenever we make the turn.
Today, John Williams, a second-generation trucker, is coaching Dockery and another student through traffic out on I-70.
We're going into the ramp. Slow down, just slow down, slow down just a little bit.
Corey Dockery is just focused on mastering all the shifting and tricky backing maneuvers. Landing a job is the least of his worries.
I never thought in my wildest mind that I would ever be a truck driver, you know, but the way times is changing now, it's like you have to find something that's going to be steady and permanent.
Permanent, maybe not. A lot of people who go into trucking seem to be in a hurry to get out of it.
Trucking is an industry that goes through people like oats go through a horse. It's a tough job.
Todd Spencer ought to know. He used to be a trucker, still looks like one. Now he's executive vice president of the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. He says this driver shortage is a myth.
It's not a shortage. The problem is retention, and you won't be able to keep good people if you don't pay them comparatively for the demands that you ask.
Long-haul truckers can pull down more than $50,000 before expenses, but it can be a pretty brutal job. Truckers routinely drive for weeks on end without ever going home. They work and live in a cab about the size of a large office cubicle, eating in truck stops, and sleeping in the parking lots. They're paid not for their time, but for the miles they drive. They see family only when work permits. And Bob Costello with the American Trucking Association says the work is getting less forgiving all the time.
If you're a new driver to this industry, you better be on your game every day, because once you get a record, you got in an accident, it was your fault, you're going to be fired, and it's going to be very difficult to find another job in the industry.
There's no escaping the scrutiny these days. The government now tracks each violation, from flat tires to fudged records, and scores each driver. That's new last year. Coming regulations will likely trim the maximum workday and force truckers with serious health problems to get off the road. All this is pushing some drivers out and making quality drivers more and more valuable. Bert Johnson with Conway Truckload says the industry is just starting to respond.
Pay's gone up a little bit, but really, in the grand scheme of things, we're paying people the same way we paid years ago. Now, that's going to change, though.
For the better, as far as drivers are concerned. Johnson says companies are also adding benefits, like better health care and signing bonuses, even rejiggering logistics to get drivers home more often. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.